Radio. Two Tango Mobile.
The Two Tango Mobile, I think that's Rusty maybe? K4WCL in the mobile.
K4WCL, Whiskey Uniform Two Tango. You got it right. I can't remember the name that goes with your call right now, but I'm sure I know it if I get a hint.
Beautiful day. Good afternoon to you. We've talked a few times. Name is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel, November. Mobile in northern Pickens County. And we're heading home to Georgia. Another weekend in the book.
Over now. And I see you got your co-pilot back there telling you you're doing something wrong. And by the way, I'm also a John. If you look me up online, I'm a John. But Russell's my middle name, so I go by Rusty, and that's what everybody knows me, so. Anyway, and I'm just leaving Lowe's, and let's see, I've been to lunch, been to Harbor Freight, now I've been to Lowe's, now I'm headed home. Don't have anything else scheduled for the rest of the afternoon as it goes. I'll get home and see if anything's on the radio this afternoon.
Pretty good, yeah, the dog, we live up here, I don't know if you know Pickens County at all, at the Rocket Joe Cassie little golf course community, and we were going right behind the clubhouse, and there was a bunch of people out there, and the dog didn't like the fact that there were people out here. he was telling them to get off his lawn, so to speak. Anyways, well, sounds like you got a good afternoon planned. I played around a little bit on the radio before I took brunch for us. 20 meters, not so great. Not a whole lot of DX coming in. 15 was in pretty good shape. Worked a couple of Europeans. And I stayed up entirely too late last night, playing around on the radio till about 3:15. And just doing a little rag chewing on 40 meters. I made a few FT8, FT4 calls. So, anyway, that's what's going on here. Getting ready to turn on Highway 11. Not sure how well I'll be in the repeater going in that direction, but we'll see. You tell me if I'm scratchy there, Rusty.
Downhill, Oda. I know exactly where you are, and I've been in that area before. Wound around, so I got back to, ended up back on 85 off of Highway 11 where it comes back in, down there just before the state line. So I've traveled from one end of Highway 11 to the other end. When you come off 11, come off of 85 in Gaffney, get on 11, and get back off of 11 on 85 down below, just before the state line. So I've been that whole way. But you're getting in pretty good, and all. Yeah, I'm going to go see what's going on. I got to bed early because I had to be at church this morning, but I've been up to some of those late nights because I worked years ago. I got WAS on 75 meters, and I worked Alaska at about 1:30 in the morning, and then I worked later on 75 meters on a late net for the club I belong to. I worked him on the late net. I worked Hawaii on the late net. And, hey, you know, and that was on 100 watts and a wire. Go figure.
Enjoy the low bands in the winter time when they're not so noisy. I have worked Hawaii on a 75-meter phone. That was one of the highlights of my ham career. That's a pretty good poke for phone on 75. I was running a small amplifier, though. I was using an ALS 600. But it's not every day you work Hawaii on phone on 75.
And I sat up till 3 o'clock in the morning, after 3 o'clock, sometime between 3 and 3:30 in the morning to get that contact. My wife at that time asked me if I was crazy, and I said, no. I said I wanted to finish this up, and like I said, I was working on a dipole, and I only had 100 watts. That's before I had an amp, and you know, and of course, this was back in the years when activity was, you could work somebody on a, you could put a piece of wire up and hang it down from the gutter of your house, and you could work the world on it. That's when the conditions were good. And now they're starting to get better, so we'll have to see where things go. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
I've been in pretty good shape for about a year, I'd say, maybe a little more than a year. I guess we got another year before the peak, and then we'll have another good year or so, and then things will go downhill. But hey, hopefully I'll be alive in 11 years and get to work cycle 26. Always something to look forward to. And about Highway 11, I've never been past Campobello. We've taken 11 up to the Campobello area, and then I forget what road it was, but shot down some state highway towards Inman, and then ended up in Spartanburg. So, but one of these days we're going to ride Highway 11 all the way up to Gaffney. K4WCL.
Over by the Cowpens battlefield over that way, and if you follow 11 all the way over, it passes. You get go by the entrance to the Cowpens battlefield over there when you go that direction, and you end up coming out and get right at 85 on Gaffney's where it comes in there. And like I said, I've traveled it from one end to the other at one time or another. I've been come off of it on both ends. Was up camping down in the lower part, over near that area, over in the near the Georgia area. Came out on 11, and 11 put me on 85, and I headed up 85 back this way, pulling a travel trailer. So, you know, I've lived here, 48 years now. Yeah, 46 years, 48 years, something like that. So I've been here at least a day or so, and I've traveled all over the upstate of South Carolina. Years ago, when I was still refereeing football, high school football, I caught every little high school in the upstate of South Carolina between Georgia and North Carolina that I could catch. So yeah, I got to find where all of some of these roads went.
With the high school football, yeah, I bet that was a lot of good time there. And yeah, see every little small town in between. So, all right, Rusty, I'm getting down here close to the lake. Start going up and down some of the hills and ravines, and this is probably about as far as I can get the repeater reliably. So, thanks for jumping in there, saying hello. Enjoy your day, your afternoon in front of the radio, and we'll talk to you again next weekend. Maybe we come up here every weekend. We'll be moving up here in about a year, Rusty, so looking forward to that. 73 from Kilo 4 Whiskey, Charlie Lima. Bye-bye.
Okay, John, well, you have a safe trip back down to Georgia, and we'll catch up to you the next time you're around here. And you take it easy. 73 W2T Mobile.